it's important as we hear the gospel to recognize the fact that the disciples are basically small town boys. They grew up in small villages around the Sea of Galilee. And so when they go to Jerusalem and they see the temple, they are awed. So as Jesus comes out of the temple, the disciples say to him, "Look, see, teacher, all of these large rocks and these large buildings." Jesus said to him, "You see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left standing upon the other. All will be torn down." Now there's a break in this gospel, and we need to realize that the temple is, on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, is the highest place in the city. And from there, you can see across, down the Kidron Valley, across to the Mount of Olives, which is where they will go. So it's a few miles that they have to walk to get there. And when they get there, they sit down, probably under the shade of an olive tree. And Peter, James, John, and Andrew come to Jesus and say, "Tell us when this will be. What are the signs that this is about to be accomplished?" Jesus said to them, "Beware that you're not led astray. For many will come and say, you know, in my name, I am he. And many will be led astray." So when you hear about rumors of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. These must take place. But that is not the end. The end is still to come. Nations will rise up against nations. And kingdoms will rise up against kingdoms. And there will be earthquakes in many places. And there will be famines. But these are but the beginning of the birth pangs. That's the good news, the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Well, before we begin with talking to you, I'm going to talk to the kids. So, kids, come on up here. Super. I'll sit down here. All right. Well, does anybody here know how to make cookies? Have you ever helped make cookies? Have you? Maybe you could tell me how to make cookies, could you? Well, when you got this batter all mixed up, right? And then you make it into little balls or something like that. Do you do that? Isn't that fun?
Yeah, and
you flatten it? Right. And then what do you do with it? You put it on a pan, okay? And then put sprinkles on that right away, or do you wait till they come out of the oven?
Get
them out of the oven. So you put them in the oven, you close the oven door, and you immediately open the oven door and take them back out, right?
Yeah, and then put them.
Are they all done? That fast? Do you have to? You don't have to wait for them? No? I like his cookie method. You're going to have to make cookies for me, because I'm in a hurry to eat them too, but sometimes you put them in the oven and you have to wait until they get done. Right? Your sister knows that. And what happens while you're waiting?
We
You get really hungry because you smell those cookies, right? And you're ready to eat them. And then you can put the sprinkles on, right?
The chocolate.
The chocolate. Okay, we're going to get chocolate on them for sure. Fantastic. Well, there are some things that we have to wait for. Do you have to wait for Christmas? Does it take forever? 365 days you've been waiting for Christmas. Why?
Or 366 if you're really unlucky.
If you're, yeah, right. But we're going to say that Christmas is coming. Right? So what do we do while we wait?
We do stuff and things.
Do stuff and things, yeah. Do we clean things up?
We get ready for it.
Yeah. You bake cookies? Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. So you can smell Christmas, right? Well, Jesus was telling us in the gospel, telling his disciples in the gospel, that there are all kinds of things that happen around us. But we just have to wait, because it's just the beginning of something really good. Just like...
Special.
And special, just like those cookies. And we know that those cookies are going to be good because we can smell them. We can almost taste them.
You shaped like Christmas.
Do you shape, you make them like Christmas trees and things like that? Stuff? Christmas stuff. That covers a whole bunch of things, doesn't it? All right. Well, let's say thank you to Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for cookies. Thank you for the smell that they give us, and they remind us that your gifts are coming to us. And we thank you for Christmas, and we ask your blessing as we wait for that day, baking cookies and doing all kinds of stuff. Amen. All right, you can have a seat. I don't know about the rest of you, but there were times when our kids... You would think they couldn't read a calendar because they would be waiting and waiting and waiting and asking us again and again, how soon is it going to be Christmas? Even if we put it on a calendar, they didn't quite get the idea because time just seemed to go so slow. Anybody here who has ever built a house, and we have a few builders with us, has probably heard again and again and again, when will it finally be done? Or when will the plumber finally get the plumbing done or the electrician get the electricity in place? We wait and we wait and it seems like we have to wait forever. Wow. But even when we know and it's on a calendar, sometimes we're not ready. You know? We can be warned that something is about to happen. But if we don't pay attention, some bad things could happen. In 1906, the people of San Francisco were warned that the ground on which they built their beautiful city was unstable. But they didn't listen. And over 3,000 people died in that earthquake. We saw something similar happen in Mid-Asia, where a tsunami was predicted. They were told ahead of time, it's coming, get out of the way. And yet, amazingly, you see videos and pictures, people taking pictures of this big wall of water. And 220,000 people died. And more recently, our son was in the Army when he was sent to Katrina, New Orleans. They were warned that Katrina was coming, and yet still thousands of people died because they were holding on to what they believed was theirs. They were not about to let go of their possessions or anything else. In the process, lost their lives. And right now, there are fires in California, and we're hearing the same kind of thing. Where I saw this morning that I think the number was 76 are confirmed dead, and there are over 1,200 that are missing. They wouldn't heed the warnings. But it's nothing new. In the Bible, we read about the prophets warning people that if they don't change their ways, bad things might happen. Prophets like Hosea and Amos and some of those prophets, Elijah and Elisha, were in that category too, warning the people of the northern kingdom, Israel, that if they didn't change their ways and return to being the people God had chosen, it would be bad. And in 721 B.C., Ashurbanipal came down from Assyria, devastated the land and carried most of the important residents into exile, from which they never returned. A couple hundred years later, you would think the people of the south would have learned from what happened to the people of the north, because prophets like Isaiah and Jeremiah and a few of the other minor prophets also warned that if the people did not change their ways, bad things would happen. And sure enough, in 597 B.C., Nebuchadnezzar came from Babylon, devastated the land, and took some of the people into exile. Once again, the prophets stepped up and said, pay attention. Return to being the people of God that He has chosen you to be. Because if you don't, more bad stuff is going to happen. I like your word, stuff. And 10 years later, Nebuchadnezzar came back with a vengeance and literally wiped the city clean, carrying back more people into exile and destroying the temple so badly that even today they don't know where the Holy of Holies was. It was that bad. A good religious Jew, even today, will not go up on the Temple Mount because they're afraid they might step on it. And Daniel, which was read this morning, is another prophet who is probably writing about a specific situation back in his day, but gives us warnings that, yes, we are called to be the people of God, but sometimes there is always the question of, where are they? When will they ever learn? Where have all the chosen gone? Long time passing. Where have all the chosen gone? Long time ago. Where have all the chosen gone? Gone to worship other gods. When will they ever learn? When will we ever learn? In the book of Hebrews, the writer tells the people of God who are in the early church to remain faithful to God, because God is faithful to them, to remain part of His covenant people, and to continue to worship and to study God's Word so they will know what it is that God wants them to do. And still, with all of those warnings, with all of those urgings, people tend to pull away and kind of get lax about being the faithful people of God. So, where have all the faithful gone? Long time passing. Where have all the faithful gone? Long time ago. Where have all the faithful gone? Gone to selfishness and sin. When will they ever learn? When will we ever learn? That was part of the message that Jesus was trying to get across to His disciples. Listen carefully to that message. Because Jesus is saying, you know, if you're going to have these signs around you, And there are going to be those who are going to lead you astray. And sadly, there are so many prophets out there trying to do that very same thing. Trying to tell us they know when it's going to happen. They know where it's going to happen. They know all of the details. And get all people all riled up in the wrong direction. When Jesus says, well, you've got all of these signs around you. They're going to happen all the time. Wars, rumors of wars. Don't get upset about them. Accept them as some part of what human nature is like. But Jesus says, they're just the birth pangs of what is to come. Now, most of you probably have figured it out, but I've never given birth to a baby. But I know of some people who have, and many of you have done that. And most of you would say the birth pangs were not fun. But the end result was what it made it worthwhile. The end result is what was good. So we are called not only to be God's chosen people and God's faithful people, we are called to be God's thankful people. Thankful that God has led us through all of these calamities and will be with us always, never leaving us, caring for us, loving us, and leading us on to the future. I've often wondered, you know, when you hear some of these predictions, you know, if the Mayans or the or Nostradamus or some of the later prophets who have said, we know when the end is coming, I've often wondered if they knew something that even the Son of God didn't know. Because Jesus said, nobody knows when that's going to happen, not even the Son of Man. So, don't let them lead you astray. The Left of Behind series is probably a good example of that, that direction that is trying to lead us into things we should not be doing. We are being called back to being thankful that God is really in control and that He has the direction for us to follow. To be thankful. So where have all the thankful people been? Where have all the thankful gone? Long time passing, if you know the singing along with me. Where have all the thankful gone? A long time ago. Where have all the thankful gone? Gone to apathy and grief. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the Christians gone? Long time passing. Where have all the Christians gone? Long time ago. Where have all the Christians gone? We are following in His steps. Praise God the Father, Son. Praise God the Three in One. God calls us to be His chosen people where we are. God calls us to be His faithful people, following His commands, following His direction. God calls us to be the thankful people. So this Thanksgiving, remember to give thanks for all that God has done. That Jesus has been with us and will be with us, even through the birth pangs that will lead to something even greater than anything we can imagine. That's the good news. So may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.